Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear directly from you. The number is always 844-322-2742, and if you have questions or issues you'd like to talk about, well, we cordially invite you to call right now. Whether you're listening live or to a delayed broadcast, the number, of course, is the same in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. But for right now, it's the live broadcast at the top of the hour 3. We'd love to hear from you, and to do that, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We would really love to hear from you on today's broadcast, 844-322-2742. With as much going on in the world today around our country, we have a lot to talk about, and we would love to hear your thoughts on what is happening as far as the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis, yeah. the protests, the riots, all the things that are taking place around the country today. We would love to hear your input, your thoughts on this. Again, the number 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. You know, in any situation like this, when there are problems, we're always asking, how do we fix it? And when it comes to human solutions, we're always looking for legislation to some way to outlaw these sort of crimes and these sort of acts. And we forget that these actions flow from a heart. And, you know, legislation and laws aren't going to touch a human heart. No. They aren't going to change a human heart. And so we need to really start thinking how to change the belief system. If there is a belief in America that one group is superior to another, then that's a problem. And that belief is going to lead to actions, and those actions are going to be detrimental to lives. That's just the way it is. So we need to change the beliefs and get back to truth as the Bible lays it out, that we're all equal at the foot of the cross, that no one is superior to anyone else. As the Bible said, all have been shut up under the law. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's the reality for all of us. Sure. So as far as God is concerned, we all needed to be saved. Every single one of us. There's no one that was good, no one that was righteous. So we're all equal. We have to look at that. Our Constitution and all of the documents that have ordered kind of our society as a country, they all talk about equality under the law. Now, do we believe that or do we not? And I say, because of what we're seeing here in America happening, that there's a belief problem, and that belief needs to change, and we need to look at it as far as police forces are concerned, as far as governmental agencies are concerned, as far as individuals are concerned. What do you believe in your heart about your fellow man? Do you believe that they are of equal worth as you are? Do you believe that they have value just like you do? That's what we need to start asking ourselves individually, and then allowing those questions to start spreading out, yeah, and spreading up to larger organizations. What do you believe as a family? What do you believe as a community or as a neighborhood? What do you believe as a town or a city? What do you believe as a state? And as we start asking questions about our belief system, what beliefs are really controlling the actions that we see in America, as we start really laying those out on the table and saying, hey, is this in line with truth or not? Then that's when we're going to see some change. Yeah. We can go after these problems with new laws, with new regulations, with new all sorts of things like that. But a year from now, 5 years from now, we're going to have a similar problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't new. This isn't something that we're just now experiencing as a country. These things have been going on for as long as this country has been in existence, and they will continue to show themselves at certain times. It's just the nature of the world that we live in. It's just the nature of the fact that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So if we're going to look for solutions. Let's start looking inside, internally, to our own belief systems. What do we believe about other human beings? And where does that belief come from? Does that belief come from the culture? Does it come from just a long history of that kind of thinking? Or does it align itself with the truth of the Word of God? You know, Paul confronted Peter to his face. Now, publicly, that wasn't a private confrontation. Yeah. That was a public confrontation. Peter had taken the gospel to the Gentile world. Cornelius and his family were the first to be converted, the first Gentiles to be converted. And he recognized, Peter recognized that God shows no favoritism, that either Jew or Gentile can be saved by grace through faith in Jesus, and that both Jew and Gentile, received the same gift of the Holy Spirit. So there was a time where he was acting out on that belief. He was fellowshipping with Gentiles. He was enjoying dinner and sitting at the same table with them until some Jewish leaders came from Jerusalem and told him to do otherwise. And so instead of acting out or keeping in step with the truth of the gospel, he listened to those contrarian voices, and he allowed those voices to control how he behaved toward these Gentiles. And what did Paul do? Well, he confronted Peter to his face, and he says, "But when I saw their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel." And that's what we have to ask ourselves. Are my beliefs in step with the truth of the gospel? And if my beliefs are in step with the truth of the gospel, then I can be assured that actions are going to follow suit.
Yeah.
So let's realize that in this situation that we're facing in America today, that it goes much deeper than what laws can touch. It goes down to the very heart of human beings. And if we want to solve some problems, we've got to start with the belief system.
Okay, friends, want to talk about it? We'd love for you to call us right now. If you have roughly 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it's Basic Gospel Live. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we want to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742. That, of course, a free call in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742, and we want to hear from you right now. This month, of course, we end our fiscal year, and we would like to ask you to begin now considering what your gift is going to be as we conclude this fiscal year to enable Basic Gospel to continue to produce resources and programming to meet all the needs of you, our listener friends. Now, we count it an honor and a privilege to be here every day to tell the story of God's great love and His creation. Of course, that includes you and me, and many of you have stepped up with your gifts over the years to support this ministry that we call Basic Gospel. The purity of this message of grace in Christ Jesus resonates with people wherever this message is heard, and because many of you have been generous in your giving, many others have heard. Now it's time to consider how we will end this fiscal year. Your continued generosity, of course, will write the story. So please prayerfully consider what Jesus will have you do at this time to ensure that we're on solid footing as we end this fiscal year. You can make your gift online at basicgospel.net. As always, big prominent donate link right on the homepage, basicgospel.net. If you prefer to give by mail, you can use the address that appears at the bottom of every page of our website. That, of course, basicgospel.net. Either way is a great way to join us and partner with us here at Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. And we hope many people will stand with us. We certainly need your help as we close in on our fiscal year ending June 30th. So if you can help us now with a gift, we would greatly appreciate that. Our target for the month is $200,000. That's more than we've ever asked to be raised in a month as far as our year end is concerned. And we're asking for people to respond in the most generous way that they possibly can so that this good news can continue reaching the hearts of people all around this country. Like I said, there's only one message that is a message spoken from God's heart to your heart, and that is the message concerning Jesus Christ. And as you respond to that message of Jesus Christ, as people respond to that message of Jesus Christ, their hearts change. That is part of this good news story, that we're given a new heart. You look throughout the Word of God. God is always interested in the hearts of man. He told the people of Israel back in Moses' day that there was going to be a time where he would circumcise the hearts of the people and their ancestors so that they could love God and love their neighbor. So something had to be done to the heart of a human being. And that is done through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That old heart of flesh, that old heart of stone is cut away and it's changed into a new heart, a heart that believes, a heart that wants to trust Jesus Christ in all things. And out of that new heart flows this new life that Christ has given us. Mm-hmm. So this is why this gospel message is so important, because it addresses the belief system of a human being, and it changes it. It aligns it with the truth of the gospel. So invest in the power of the gospel to change lives, to bring this good news to the hearts of people all around this country and all around the world.
Indeed. And friends, we hope you'll join us today. You can do so again at basicgospel.net, or just check out the ministry address at the bottom of each page of our website, and we would love for you to join us, and you can send your check to that address, or as I said, go online to basicgospel.net. Right now, we want to hear from you, 844-322-2742. If you have 11 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it is the live broadcast, and you can speak directly with us right now at 844-322-2742. And Bob, in the meantime, a question from Larry. He says, would you clarify Acts 20, verse 22, where it says Paul was bound in the Spirit to go to Jerusalem? Is this the Holy Spirit, or is this just a determination by Paul himself? Then in Acts 21:4, it says, and through the Spirit, they were telling Paul not to go. This seems contradictory. I would appreciate your answer. That's from Larry, and we would look forward to your answer right now.
Well, as far as Paul was concerned, he had a task, and he was going to complete that task, and he thought in doing so, he needed to go to Jerusalem, and so he was bound by the Spirit who had set him apart to carry out this task, to follow through. So that's what he was saying as he sat down with the elders there, the elders of Ephesus. And they were saying, don't go. And that was a spirit thing because of their love for Paul. Mm-hmm. They knew he was in danger. And so it was the Spirit that put the love of God in their hearts for the Apostle Paul. So they simply expressed that to him.
Yeah.
And so they let him go, and they prayed with him. He prayed with them, and they had this wonderful time of encouragement, one with another. And then they prayed for Paul as he went on down to Jerusalem, that God would take care of him and would protect him in his journeys. But Paul, bound by the Spirit as far as his mission was concerned, those elders just expressing the love of God that had been poured out into their hearts by the very Spirit of God.
Well, again, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now. And, Bob, this question from George, who is a listener. He says, my question is about remarriage. Both ex-wives abandoned the marriage, leaving me with the kids. I need to know if it's okay to consider remarriage. I have a dream every night about a woman who will actually help me get my life in balance again and has the means to do it, yet we only have chatted in messages and emails and so forth. This directly conflicts with my past, putting my faith in two separate mothers who couldn't handle the responsibility of family or marriage. In other words, it's testing my faith. How do I know if it's the right thing to do so that I know only God can possibly have brought this dream girl to me and helped me raise my kids? Being a single dad is hands down the most sacrificial thing that I have ever done. That's from George.
Well, George, thanks for that question. And as far as remarriage is concerned, yes, you can reconsider that, or you can consider that. But there's something in your question that is troubling as far as I'm concerned when I read that, or when I heard Mr. Davis ask that. And it is this: you're looking to a woman, this dream woman, to come in and balance your life. And I think that's a misplaced dependency. if you want real balance in your life, that has to come from the Lord. You have to recognize that only He can bring completeness and bring contentment into your life. And when you're content in Christ and when you know you're complete in Christ, then you're free to love someone else in a marriage relationship. So I wouldn't be looking to this woman as the answer to your problem, as somebody that can come into your situation and bring balance into your life. I think you need to look to the Lord. I think you need to look to Jesus Christ. I think you need to recognize that Jesus Christ has forgiven all of your sins, that Jesus Christ has made you righteous, that Jesus Christ has made you holy, that Jesus Christ has made you alive together with Him, that Jesus Christ has sent the Holy Spirit to take up residence in you, and that because of all of this, you are complete in Christ. So you don't need to look to a marriage relationship to bring completeness and or wholeness to you. You need to recognize that you're already complete, that you've already been made whole, and out of that completeness, you can now have something to offer someone else. So you can consider remarriage, but I think you first need to consider, do you really know who you are in Christ? Do you really know who Christ is in you? Do you really know that you have come to the Lord and that the Lord has sent the Spirit to take up residence in you? And we would love to put some information, some resources into your hands so that you can know those truths, so that you can let your roots sink deep into Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if you go forward and there's a third marriage, the same thing may happen. So we don't know for sure, but get your roots deep into the Lord Jesus Christ. Know who you are and know who He is in you.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, we want to remind our listeners once again that we're using social media to reach out across the nation and around the world with the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we encourage you, if you have not yet tried our streaming links on Facebook and YouTube, you can do that by going to basicgospel.net, click the link at the top of the page. Just make your choice of which social media platform you'd like to use, either Facebook or YouTube. We would love for you to join the group that is viewing us every day here inside the studio.
Yes, indeed. Well, Morgan is watching us on YouTube today, and she has a question, and she wants to know, is it okay for a Christian to go see a psychiatrist? And the answer is, yes, we're free. We have liberty to do those things, but when we choose somebody to go and talk to, we want to make sure that we're not seeking the counsel of the ungodly. So we want somebody that is going to share our beliefs in the Lord Jesus Christ and is going to encourage us out of the Word of God and give us some scriptural and biblical edification. Otherwise, we may be in conflict with what the psychiatrist or the psychologist or the counselor may be saying to us. So we want to seek the counsel of the God,
right,
of the godly, not the ungodly. The second thing, too, as far as psychiatry is concerned, as far as a psychiatrist is concerned, their method of treatment is going to be medical. They're medical doctors, so they're going to lean heavily on the prescribing of medication.
Yeah.
So recognize that when you go into a situation like that, be aware. If you go to an orthopedic surgeon for some type of problem on your body, they're going to probably suggest surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Why? That's what they do. That's how they fix problems.
Yeah.
Somebody else may offer another solution. So you just have to recognize that a psychiatrist is a medical doctor, so they're going to rely heavily on prescribing medicines to fix the problems. That's just their standard operating procedure. So recognize that when you go in. Look for somebody that is a believer that's mm-hmm. going to share your beliefs in Christ Jesus, and then, you know, check it out.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. that would be my advice on that.
Morgan, thanks for reaching out. Hope that's a help to you. And friends, you can reach out in the very same way, either by YouTube or Facebook, during each day's broadcast. And Bob will probably read that question and answer it right on this very broadcast.
And certainly for Morgan, as far as this particular question is concerned, we would love to talk with you. If you have something that you would like to talk to us about off the air in a more personal way, we would love to be able to talk to you as well. And we're certainly going to ground you in the Word of God and the truth of this gospel message. So if you want some encouragement that way, we would be glad to help you. And so we will certainly give you the information on how you can call us and take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, we had this question from Tom. On a program recently, Lisa asked a question about what was meant by the water when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus in John 3. You said the answer was found in the preceding verse, and that when Jesus said flesh gives birth to flesh and the spirit gives birth to spirit, you basically said that we're first born of natural birth via the water in the womb, and then later we're born of the spirit. My question is, why would Jesus tell Nicodemus, a man who was obviously already naturally born, that he had to be born naturally before he could be born of the Spirit? That's a question that has plagued me, too, and I'll listen to your answer, and thank you so much, and God bless you and your team. That's from Tom.
Well, Tom, thanks for asking that, and I certainly never said that that's what the meaning of that passage is. I said that's what a lot of people say the meaning is. That you're born first naturally, and then you're born supernaturally. You're born of the flesh, then born of the spirit. Our good friend Major Ian Thomas, who passed away a number of years ago, that was how he interpreted that particular verse. I personally think it really relates more to what Paul wrote in his letter to his young son in the faith, Titus. And he says this, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration, that's the water, and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So I couple those two passages, John chapter 3, you must be born again, with Titus chapter 3 as an explanation of what it means to be born again and how the Spirit brings that about. First, there's a washing of regeneration, and then there's a renewal of the Holy Spirit. We see this several times in the book of John as well, when Jesus looked at his disciples and he said, you are already clean by the washing of the word. So I think that's what that is talking about. For those who say, no, it's talking about natural birth and spiritual birth, I'm not going to have a wrestling match with you on that. That's fine. But I personally think it's really explained best in Titus chapter 3 with the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit.
Well, we love hearing from all of you, our listeners, and we love offering the answers that we receive from the Word of God. So thank you for reaching out to us whenever you do. And thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. Keep in mind that this month we end our fiscal year, and we ask you to begin now, considering what your gift might be to help us meet the year-end need and be able to continue to produce resources and programming that make a difference to our listener friends. You can make your gift at basicgospel.net, or as I said earlier, you can mail your gift using the mailing address in the footer of each page of our website at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Just scroll to the bottom of the page. There you'll find the mailing address, and we hope you'll use it. Or, again, go online to basicgospel.net and click that big link right there on the front page. We would love for you to partner with us. Overnight, if you have Bible questions or life issues you'd like us to discuss, you can give us a call at that same number, 844-322-2742. Now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.